broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it is talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And this is also, of course, radio for patriots, by patriots, each and every night. Join us. And join us online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You could go over and look at our live streaming video of the show right now from the El Pacifico studios here. And also head over to our merchandise store and pick up a Best Of, a Legacy Best Of CD, or one of our bits of merchandise. By the way, we're getting our Phil Hendry Show ball caps in this week, I believe, so those are going to be available as well. And, you know, get a backstage pass. You can listen to this show in the podcast form and archives that go back many, many years, thousands of hours. It's there at philhendryshow.com. So as you know, the second most powerful earthquake in Virginia's recorded history was felt by millions on the East Coast. It prompted evacuations of office buildings and monuments in the nation's capital. There were no major injuries after the 5.8 magnitude earthquake, which struck about 40 miles northwest of Richmond, Virginia. The quake also disrupted cell phone service in many hours. I have friends in Virginia that I could not reach myself for many hours this afternoon. It's one of the largest that we've had here, said U.S. Geological Survey seismologist Lucy Jones. Magnitude 2.8 and 2.2 aftershocks were recorded as well. Those of us on the West Coast were familiar with the earthquake and the epicenter and the reading on the seismograph and the aftershocks. But I think we can all think back on the first earthquake that we ever experienced to know what the folks in Virginia, New York, North Carolina, Maryland, Washington, D.C., what they were experiencing. In fact, Don Parsley is right now in Washington, D.C. Don, thanks for joining me. And I know you've been there and you've been talking with people who are out doing whatever they can in terms of emergency relief. Is there a lot to be done?
Well, Phil, right now it's hard to say. Virginia is the major area that we're hitting, and we're going to do what we can to get into Virginia and assess the problem.
Well, but my understanding is no major injuries. There were no deaths, thank God. And so it doesn't look like, other than perhaps assessing structural damage and assessing, you know, structural viability, it looks like things are okay.
That's the initial assessment, but you have to understand that Virginia is a state that it's not New York, it's not California, it is a state that has urban centers, to be sure, Richmond, places like that, but then it also there are areas of Virginia that are a lot more sparse, not as populated. There's areas that are a little tough for us to get into. We got to get in there and see how everybody is.
When you say tough to get into, what do you mean?
Well, in some places of Virginia, you've got no road to speak of to get to. There's people living there, but there hasn't been any real road built to it. The only way you get to it is by way of foot, or on foot, I should say, or some sort of a domestic animal or something, a horse or something, but you can't get in there. We got to get four-wheel drive to get up into some of these areas. And, of course, the other part of it, Phil, is a lot of areas of Virginia that we've never been to before. I don't know that the authorities in Virginia have fully, mapped out or cartographed, I should say, areas.
What are you telling me? So Virginia has areas that you don't know people haven't been to, or...
Well, we want to make sure everybody's okay.
No, I understand that. But certainly the folks, wherever they live, are in touch with some level of authority, aren't they?
Well, we hope so. We certainly hope so. But we don't know. I mean, there could be... There's areas of Virginia that I flew over when I was a student at Johns Hopkins, and then I did my graduate work at Vanderbilt University, but there are areas of Virginia I flew over as an anthropologist that we saw signs of life. We saw groups of peoples who seemed to be surprised to see us or some kind of an aircraft, and we documented them.
Well, what do you're talking about Virginia. You're talking about a state in the United States of America. What do you mean they seem to be surprised to see aircraft?
No, what I'm saying is they don't often see, in parts of Virginia, they may not see the kind of helicopter that we were using, and they would look up, and some of them would run away. The only reason I'm saying all this is...
They would run away?
Yeah, some of them would, yeah. The only reason I'm saying this is because we need to get as much as we can by way of resources, and that means money. That means money. And the resources that we need right now, we need just basic equipment. If we're going to be hiking into the backwoods or hiking into some of these areas where we don't know if these people are all right or not, we're going to need just basic foodstuffs for the parties that we send into these areas. We're going to need equipment for rappelling down the ladders of helicopters. We're going to need...
What are you going down the ladder of a helicopter for? Because you're going into some of these areas. I had no idea that Virginia was as difficult to travel in.
Well, it's again, you have to remember, it's a state that was at one time was a southern state, a northern state. So it suffered from the transition from north to south to north to south, and back and forth, back and forth. It changed sides in the Civil War a couple of times.
And Virginia did.
Yeah.
I thought Virginia was the capital. Well, I know Richmond.
Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy, but that was after they had changed sides several times. So there's what we need is resources, Phil. We desperately, desperately need resources. Richmond's fine. All the urban centers are fine. We need resources to get into Virginia, to get into some of these pockets of some of these areas that we don't know what's there.
And you don't know what's there. This is a state in the United States of America.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So what do you, how do people donate?
I have a PayPal account that I want people to give you the address.
All right, but let me ask you, first of all, it's a PayPal?
Yeah, it's a PayPal account that people can just go ahead and put money into. It's at Don Parsley, and I would like them to use my PayPal account to donate money. So that we can somehow, now I can get that money to the right authorities, you know.
Because I was going to say, if you're putting it into a PayPal account in your name, that then the money goes to who?
Well, then the money will go to the appropriate agencies. We're going to deal with all of the appropriate ones, you know, the Red Cross and the United Way, all of that.
Yeah, so you have set up the, you've got paperwork with, I'm sorry to have to ask you this.
Well, Phil, I'm working very hard, and a lot of people are working hard. We just had the earthquake a few hours ago, so I'm trying to get organized, and I can't right now tell you where the paperwork is.
But you have, what I'm saying is, if you're asking people to donate money to a PayPal account, which I understand is under your name, and I understand that things are rapidly moving, that the money will get, people want to know the money gets to the right place.
It will get to the right place. Don't worry about it. The quake... I can tell you, Phil, the people we're trying to help are people who didn't even know it was an earthquake. They thought it was a train. They thought it was a... they didn't know what it was. I'm looking at reports coming in from all throughout the state of Virginia. I thought it was a train. Wasn't that a train? And more comments here. It sounded like somebody dropped a bomb. What is it? And go on and on and on and on. So we've got to get into these areas. We've got to tell these people it was an earthquake. They may not know what that is.
What you're basically telling me here is that there are parts of Virginia, and I did not know this, I'm sure that there are parts of California this way, I guess, that are so out of the way that people have no television?
Well, it's very, very possible they don't have TV or radio.
No TV, no radio, no cable, no nothing. Internet?
I don't see that there would be any internet access either. There's no cabling, there's no fiber optics out there. These are just very isolated pockets of people who have changed very little in 150 years. Very little has changed for them. The way they dress, what they eat. So we've got to get in there and tell them that was an earthquake and explain what that was. And we've got to bring food and everything. That's why the PayPal account that I've set up, you can donate money. That part I will do myself. I'll take the money and I'll buy food. And we'll take it up there ourselves. You know,
well, how much food can you take? I mean, how many people are we talking about?
Well, you're right. I would get some other people to help me then. I wasn't thinking, but I thought I could just go to the store.
Go to the store. So, all right. Don Parsley on the line with us here as we're talking about the earthquake on the East Coast, Virginia particularly. Don has a PayPal account that he wants people to donate money to. and that will be used to help the people. You mentioned also, and the fact that you're trying to get to the people in Virginia.
Can I give that? I would like to give the PayPal address.
I want to give the PayPal address out, but I want to, if you don't mind, I want to know the names of the agencies that this money will be going to. You know.
Well, I mentioned to you, Phil. No, I mentioned to you, United Way.
Well, you mentioned them, but you didn't say there was anything official set up yet. And before we have people putting money.
I understand.
Okay. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Don Parsley, who set up a fund to help people, victims of the earthquake back east. I don't know how many people are really affected to the point where they need this kind of help. It could very well be money that is needed for the rebuilding of structures, or it could be for people who are really already having a hard time with life, and this has only made things a little bit more difficult. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with Don Parsley as we talk about the Virginia earthquake right after this.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don Parsley joining me from Richmond, Virginia tonight as we discuss the earthquake. I mentioned, Don, that I've been through quite a few myself, having been born and raised in California, the most recent. Probably not too long ago. I mean, I remember one being here. I think being on the air in the studio here at least twice in the last 4 years that we've had some kind of a trembler, you know?
Well, Phil, I appreciate that very much. What I want to do is you understand that because of the your experience, you know, that I want to get the PayPal account out.
Well, I want to, and I want you to do that, but I want to make sure that everybody knows. The agencies you're using, the...
I told you I'm using American Red Cross. I mean, this time is of the essence. Let me explain, and I do appreciate very much what you're saying. I really do, Phil. Time is of the essence. On your home screen, on your home page right now, you can see a building. This is not the earthquake today. This is an earthquake that happened in China. But this is the kind of thing that can happen in the United States. This could have happened today in Virginia. If you look at that building there.
Yeah, that was a Chinese quake.
No, I know that. I know that was a Chinese quake. What I'm saying is, look at that building now. That could be, underneath that could be you or your wife. So we need to get into some of these areas of Virginia, and we need to talk. We need to contact these people.
All right, you're talking about getting into some of the areas of Virginia as if it's some Stone Age tribe that you're trying to contact, you know?
No, that's not quite what I'm saying, Phil.
Well, yeah, it is, because you're saying that there's no roads. There, you've got to take a pack mule. You guys have had to...
Look, to the extent that there is anyone... Let me put it in a much better way. To the extent that anybody has been left out of the rescue or assistance or aid situation today as the result of the earthquake that was epicentered in Virginia, I'm going to underline that word, epicentered, because that means that the center of the earthquake was Virginia, and the center of the earthquake was central Virginia, and that is the area we're talking about. Very few people get in there. It's tough to get in there. You need the right kind of vehicle, and once you're in there, you have to know who to see. You have to go to the right people.
What do you mean, who to see?
Because the area is an area of people that are not familiar with outsiders, so once you get into central Virginia, you have to immediately make contact with the right authority so that you're not running afoul of any clan or...
Okay, so this is what I mean, clan. So, in other words...
I'm not talking about the Ku Klux Klan.
No, I know that. But you're saying that the Central Virginia, the situation there is tribal.
I didn't say travel either. I said once you get into central Virginia, once you're able to take the off-road vehicles as far in as you can get, you have to know who to see. You have to be taken to the right individual. Otherwise, it is seen by the people that live there as a debasement of who they are. I know a guy made a joke, in fact. He went and said, this is a debasement. I thought this was the cellar. And it was not a good joke. And he paid dearly. They wouldn't talk to him. So
I don't know what you mean. All I know is,
if you would just give out the PayPal account. There are people out there listening to you right now, Phil, that want to contribute to the PayPal account. I know. I can sense them out there. I can feel them out there. They want to contribute money to my PayPal account. And
you may be, I got to interrupt you, okay?
And they want to do it now.
Okay, you're telling me the time is of the essence.
Absolutely of the essence, because we can talk about this stuff tomorrow. We can talk about what's going on in Virginia that makes the people there so many years, not the people in the cities of Virginia, Richmond, Roanoke, Norfolk, but in the areas of Virginia that are so backwards that the people there may not even know what happened today. All they know is that their house collapsed, or the shed that they live in collapsed, or the shack they live in collapsed. They don't know why.
Okay, we lost our caller there.
Can I get him back?
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with, back on the line?
No.
Okay, for some reason we lost the connection. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Don Parsley about the Virginia earthquake. All right, so you have a PayPal account that you want people to donate money to, and this money is going to go toward food, toward equipment. A part of the food will be for the people that you contact, but the other part is equipment to help you get into central Virginia. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that that's a good way of putting it, but I think when you say, help me get into central Virginia, money isn't the answer, Phil. I can't. There's no amount of money that's going to help me contact the right person.
What is this contact the right person? This is what I don't understand.
Well, this is a part of Virginia that you don't know, and I would hope you'd let me explain it. And
all right, well, you're explaining to me that basically what we have in Virginia is a section of the state that is Stone Age.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, yes, you did, because you said that there's no roads, that the people, when they saw a helicopter fly overhead, ran.
That was during a fire. They might have been running for a number of reasons. What I'm saying to you is the earthquake that struck today has affected a part of the state. The epicenter was in a part of the state where the people there are very clannish. They hang together. When you go in there, whether it's in an off-road vehicle, a motorcycle, when you go, if you've hiked in, if you are able to parachute in, I've done that. I've actually flown over, and I've dropped. I've parachuted.
Parachuted?
Yes, because you can't navigate some of these roads. When you go in there, you have to be very calm the way you talk to these people.
So are you talking about hillbillies? Are you talking about...
No, well, in a way, yeah.
All right, are you talking about hillbillies? You're talking about these just backwards people?
Very backwards people, very. And the only thing that's going to help them is money. So our PayPal account that...
And the name on the PayPal account is what?
Don Parsley.
And when people donate money to that PayPal account, that money is going to go to these people?
It will go to these people, yes. The ones in central Virginia who... I'm the only one that can really do this because I understand what they need.
Okay. And this PayPal account is in your name, and once you get this money, it'll go to the right agencies.
Yes, it will.
All right. I want to know the name of those agencies, the official name of those agencies, so that we can proceed.
I have the information in my car, Phil. I'd be happy to.
All right, can you go get the information? We've got to take a break here in a few minutes, or maybe in a minute or so. Can you go get it?
I can have one of my assistants get it, yeah. It's in my car. I didn't know that...
Well, you have to understand, during these kinds of things, there's all kinds of scams.
Oh, no, I understand that.
Okay, and people are always trying to... People don't know, so I'd like to know the names of the agencies that you're affiliated with so that when people drop money into your PayPal account, we can then verify that.
I will do that. I'll have have Sandy go down and get it. It's in my car. I think it's in my briefcase. Yeah, in the trunk. She'll go down and get it, so.
All right, very good. And that will help us toward, and then we can give out the name of the PayPal account and where they can reach it and so on and so forth. Don Parsley with us as we talk about the earthquake in Virginia and how you can donate money to help either in rebuilding or help anybody who may have been caught off guard by this. 877-876-PHIL. Give us a call, 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
To my briefcase.
Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-7445. Don Parsley with us. And have you gotten those names, Don?
Phil, before we do that, I just wanted to show you on the screen there. There is a picture of a family. This is Red Apple Orchard, Virginia. This is an old picture. This is from the 19th century. But you can see the woman in the front. If you look at her face, there is mental issues. There's a mental problem with her. There are mental problems. All of these people. Now, a lot hasn't changed. Obviously, this is an old picture from the 20s, I think. But it's in Apple Orchard, Virginia. And a lot of that has been passed down, you know, the disease that you see in these people. And
I don't see any disease. I see a woman in the front who is sitting and is smiling.
Well, the reason why I say that is you didn't usually smile in photographs like that. The photographer would say, don't smile, because the idea was to catch the face as it really is. That woman smiling is showing that there's hysteria. And I don't know if you know about hysteria, but...
I know that it's an old... It was an old diagnosis that is not used anymore.
Oh, well, I guess you're a doctor, but...
No, I'm not a doctor. I...
You've given me a lot of arguments, but the point that
All I want is the name of the agencies, okay?
We've got them... Is Carolyn back? She's coming up with them right now, Phil.
All right, 877-876-7445 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to a phone call. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I grew up in Virginia, lived there all my life.
Yes, sir.
I was there at the earthquake today. I'm about as hillbilly, white trash, redneck as they come, backwoods as they come. And trust me, there's no road that people can get to. Anybody that's got a home that lives in Virginia has access to highways, stores, communications. And he acts like we're backwoods, inbred, and cut off from outside world. And the epicenter is between the two biggest cities in Virginia, Charlottesville and Richmond. And I live an hour west of where the epicenter was. And I live in a mobile home, and it shook it really bad, like side to side. I thought it was a tornado at first, but then I saw it sunny and no wind. And it shook my trailer bad, but it didn't do any damage, and there's no damage to the roads, nothing to stop anybody.
Well, this is a gentleman. Yeah. So this is a gentleman here, Don, that is, you know, lives in that part of the state.
Sir, I just wanted to ask you. First of all, I didn't mean to say you're inbred. I'm sorry. I don't mean that at all. All I'm trying to say is that because of the unique demographic nature of Virginia, the geographic nature of Virginia, because of the war between the states, that Virginia was sort of left off the, list of places where they wanted to get in and really get infrastructure. Do you say that you live in the center, right there at the epicenter of the earthquake, sir?
I live 1 hour west of it, and it shook my mobile home really hard.
Right.
Side to side, I thought it was going to flip over. But, you know, there's no damage, nothing to the roads, no reason that anybody can't come and go as they please, go to work, go to stores, and
what about up into some of the wood? What about up into some of the wooded area? You know the area I'm talking about there. The
I live bordering the Shenandoah National Park. I live in the woods.
What about all the way into the center area, the wooded area, where a lot of the people there don't have? Some of them have no internet, or by understanding.
Well, like I live in a mobile home. It's pretty much just a shack. It did no damage to it. It could have knocked it off the foundation, but it didn't. And only people that had damage to their homes would people be with higher-end homes that have a lot of money tied up in it, and they would have homeowners insurance and everything else. And, you know, I just don't see what the big call for aid is when there's no damage. They said there was damage in D.C. at the cathedral and Pentagon. As far as individual residences and homes, nobody's hurting like that.
Well, what we want to do, Phil, is we want to get, if we can get the Army has the Hueys that carry a lot of people. If we can go in and we can drop people down into the area.
The man just said that the roads are fine, they're serviceable, whatever, you know.
Well, okay, I don't know if the gentleman knows the area I'm talking about, but I'm talking about right into the thick of it, you know, right in, you know, even the police don't go there. You know the area I'm talking about, Mike?
Yeah, sir, I drive a truck all over the eastern United States from Florida to Maine.
The police are afraid to go into this area.
Well, I don't know why, because it's no clans, nothing you're talking about makes any sense. Your University of Virginia is like 20 miles from the epicenter.
Do you know who to contact in there? When you go in there, do you know who to contact? When you go in there, do you know who to contact?
You don't make any sense. There's nobody you need to contact. Everybody's fine.
I know everyone's fine. I know everyone's fine. But I'm saying when you drive your truck in there to make a delivery, whatever, do you know who to speak to, so you don't, you know?
What are you talking about? Who to speak to?
I'm talking in terms of not the Klan thing, but I mean, so you don't offend anybody. You go to the right man.
People are not like that, man. I don't know where you're from or what you think, but Virginia is for lovers. We're happy people. It's nobody's going to shoot at you if you go there and try to give them aid. But like I said, nobody's needing anything.
That's what I was afraid of.
It scared everybody, but it...
That's all I was afraid of. I was afraid
of it. I've talked to everybody in my family, all my friends. I got my sister lives in Virginia Beach. She felt it. And, you know, there's no damage, no need for aid.
And you have contact with her? You speak to her?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I what the gentleman's saying is good, because I remember going in to some of these areas once, Phil. I had food and clothing, and somebody did take a shot at me. And
they take a shot at you? Well, I don't know why they would do that.
But what we want to do is get the money to the PayPal account.
The PayPal account. What is the name of the PayPal account again?
It's the Don Parsley PayPal account.
Okay, but what are the names? What I'm trying to find out is what are the names of the agencies? Now, you mentioned the American Red Cross United Way, but you don't have the official. Do you have the numbers on that?
I've got those. She bring everything up? She brought everything up. Good. I got my briefcases out right now, Phil. So if we can get this gentleman here, Mike, would you want to donate?
No, I'll tell you what. I'll give you my account number, and you can donate some to me personally, because you're scamming the country right now.
Well, what do you mean scam? You know,
well, I'm asking you for
nobody needs anything. Everybody's fine. The earth shook.
Yes.
And that's it.
Just in
poor
case,
people that
people
live in shacks that it ain't gonna hurt a little old shack. Whatever we live in,
you know, collapse the shack. The shack will collapse.
If you live in a $250,000 home, I'm sure you might have damage. But people live in a little trailer like me, paying $350 a month rent. There's no harm.
Give me the name of the agencies.
I've got them right here, Phil. They're here. Get them out of the briefcase. She's getting them. So, Mike, I'll put you down for $100. $100.
No, you're not. Don't give him any money. And
what about you, Mr. Hendry?
No, I'm not giving any money. I'm not giving any money until I find out the name.
I told you, and this gentleman has backed me up. He just said he lives in a shack. How many other people are in that area buried under shack? How many people are not as lucky as Mike, and when the earthquake hit, their shack turned into just you drive by it and you think, oh, that's just a garbage heap, and you keep on going. There might be a person in there.
No, nothing like that.
If a shack collapsed, you'd drive by thinking, oh, that's just a pile of garbage that people throw their tin cans, right?
No!
It's nothing like that.
Well,
it didn't do that much damage. It shook the ground. It shook the homes.
What?
I've talked to
give
people
me the names of these
houses, trailers, everything else, and there was no damage.
Okay, well, that's the people you talk to, but in the interior area.
Okay, you're going into this interior area. Mike, thanks for... I want the names of those agencies, okay?
I got... Carrie, give them to me. Here it is. Here's the paper. Here, I got it. All right. Our PayPal account is officially hooked. This is the wrong one. She got the wrong one. Get the one...
You know what? By the time we get off the air at this hour, I want to know the names of these agencies.
Phil, I don't like being spoken to that way.
Well, I you know, we're wasting this gentleman's... Thank you very much, Mike, for your call. 877-876... Thank you. 877-876-7445. I'm trying to find out the name of these...
I know what you're trying to do. You've been yelling it in my ear, Phil. I'm trying to do what you want me to do. And...
Okay. I can't ask people to donate money. Now, this gentleman is from Central Virginia.
I have no way of knowing that. I asked him, who do you contact when you go into Central Virginia? And he said, and he was very cagey. And
he said, you don't have to contact anybody.
You don't have to contact anybody.
That's what he said.
Have you ever been in these very clannish? And
he said it's not a clannish area. I don't know what you mean.
When you go into these areas, Phil, you have to know who to get the high sign from. There's always going to be one person who'll give you the thumb. They'll give the thumbs up for you, and then you can go in, and I can take aid to these people. But until I know who that person is,
this guy just said there's no such person. There's nobody that gives you the thumbs up. There's no clans. There's nothing. And that picture that you got there on our website, or actually on the Phil TV, that's of some family in the 1920s in Hartford, Michigan.
Yes, but they are very similar to many of the Virginia families.
Oh, I see. So we can't get a picture of the... Don Parsley is with us. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking about the earthquake today and how you can donate to his PayPal account. I want to find out, bud.
Yeah.
I want the names. I want them within 5 minutes, or I'm going to hang up on the guy. Tell him that.
All right.
Tell him I'm hanging up on him if I don't have the names, and I want the his license number as well. I want it all, or that's it.
Yeah, Ms. Parsley.
Don't do it now, okay, when we go to commercial.
Hold on.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our news and information hour coming up next hour right here on the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Radio for Patriots, yeah. By right. Patriots. It's Phil Hendry Show. Yeah.
And the man you make contact with.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Today there was an earthquake in Virginia. It affected the states of New York. It affected states of New York, Virginia, North Carolina, Maryland. It affected the cities of Virginia, as well as North Carolina, as well as Washington, D.C., major urban centers like D.C. and New York City. On the line with me is Don Parsley in Washington, who has set up a PayPal account, and you have yet to give me the name of the agencies that you're affiliated with. And
I want to interrupt you for a minute, okay?
But what I'm saying is true. You haven't given me the names of the agencies you're affiliated with. What is your website?
Phil, Americans are the most patriotic people.
What is your website?
It's angelcities.com. It's
angelcities.com. What is the website?
I've got... Karen's gone down to the car to get you what you need. She's coming back up. Americans are the most patriotic people in the world, Phil. And you have taken an opportunity for us, and I'm saying this with all due respect, Phil. You've taken an opportunity for us to help the people of Central Virginia, the people of what is called Down Central.
And what is Down Central?
That is the name that they give that part of the state because it is just... It's had a hard time. It's had a rough time contacting whoever is there.
This is whoever is there stuff. I just talked to a guy, you talked to him too, who lives in Central Virginia.
Hold on. She came up with the papers now.
All right, I want the name, and I told Bud to tell you, I want the names of the charities that you're affiliated with.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Hold on. What? Oh, my God. Thank God it was a rental, but the car's been stolen.
Oh, my God.
Your car has been stolen?
Yes. It's in the lot. Why didn't you lock it? Karen, my assistant, she didn't lock the car when she came. But she went back down. It was gone. The car's gone, Phil. The papers are gone. What? No, but you did it. You know that? And I swear, if there wasn't a law against hitting a woman, I would... You know, and you know what, I'm telling you the truth. Bill?
I just heard you threaten that girl.
I said, I'm not going to do it because there's a law against it.
Yeah. So, it's very convenient, isn't it, that your car's been stolen?
I don't like what you're intimating.
I don't like what you've been intimating all hour, which is that you got a PayPal account. You know, just like that guy said, okay, that man from Central Virginia, what...
You're trying to tell me that a guy from Central Virginia is smarter than me. I've just spent an entire hour trying to tell you that I've got a parachute in supplies to people like that. And you're telling me he's smarter than me?
Yeah, because he said, why don't I set up a PayPal account and you can send me your money?
Because he's not a... You are and he am liars because...
You are and he am liars?
You talk much?
No, do you?
I just heard you. What you just said, I can't understand.
What you said, I didn't understand. You and he am liars.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
You was sure as hell, Bud, didn't he say that?
I don't know.
You talk like you don't. You talk like you don't know what the next thing is you're going to say.
I'm telling you that I have done everything I can for that man who comes from Central Virginia to call me up on this show and say to me that I'm scamming him, and then you back him up, and you say he's smarter than me, and I've got to get an army helicopter and parachute food to that guy? Boy.
No, you don't. That's the whole thing. You do not. He already made the point that you don't. He already made the point the roads are in, the infrastructure's built, there's people that live there, they live in shacks, the earthquake isn't gonna knock a shack down. You made this statement that, well, if somebody lives in a shack and the earthquake flattens it, you're gonna drive by just thinking it's someone's compost heap.
I did not say that.
All right, you said garbage or something. But the fact is, while you've been talking all that, we've been waiting for you to tell us the name of the official affiliation you have with charities for your PayPal account, and you said you're going to get it out of your car, and you said the girl was coming upstairs with it in the briefcase, and she's going to, oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong paper, and...
But, you know, you sound like you get a lot of fun, Phil, out of humiliating people.
No, I'm just giving people a background here. And it was the wrong paper, and then she goes down, and now the car is stolen. She didn't lock the car, it's stolen.
Yes, it's stolen. And that happens, Mr. Henry. Do you want to know what else happens? Earthquakes in Virginia, they happen. If I told you yesterday morning that there would be an earthquake in Central Virginia, and I would have to go fly over it in a whirly bird,
What do you mean a whirly bird?
What do they call... Wow, you've never heard of a whirly bird.
What are you talking about a whirly bird, man? I thought you said Huey.
It's the same thing.
No, it isn't. A whirly bird is one of those old school glass bubble...
What? That's a helicopter. I gotta get a helicopter, a whirly bird. I gotta go in a whirly bird, or in a helicopter, however you want to...
A whirly bird? Brother, I haven't heard that in years.
Well, guess what? There's a first time for everything.
I said I haven't heard it in years. It's not the first time I've heard it.
Well, then there's a second time. You know what? You know something, Phil? There's a place. A place that you're gonna call home. It's called H.E. Go ahead. Double hockey sticks. And in this place that you're going to call home...
I just hang up on that guy, okay?
Well, I think he's hung up on, but I'm not sure. Let me check. Yes, sir, is it...
Get out of here and hang up on him. Don Parsley, who has just... And I apologize, folks. I will never have that man on this radio show again. Never again. Because what he has just done on this program... What he's essentially done is he's essentially discredited. Well, you know what? I won't even say it. He's discredited himself. He hasn't discredited anybody else.
Yeah, I'll go. He didn't discredit all other people are doing good work.
Get closer. I want you guys to start using the microphones, okay?
What?
Get closer to the mic.
I said he had not discredited other people doing good work.
Yes, other people are doing great work. He didn't discredit. But he discredits himself when he comes on here and for a solid hour is hemming and hawing about the agency. And then the car got stolen.
Yeah, but it was a rental car, so it's okay.
Well, that's the whole point, bud. Don't you get it? It's a rental car. So in other words, if it was his car that got stolen, well, that would seem unbelievable, right? That would seem like, but it's a rental car, so it's just, you know, in case we see him driving around in his car, I'll say, hey, I thought it was stolen.
What kind of cars he got?
I don't know. So I guess...
You wouldn't know them.
No, I guess I wouldn't. But the point that I'm making here... Well, fortunately, nothing happened today in that earthquake in Virginia. Nothing happened by way of fatalities. Nothing happened by way of serious injury. That is a wonderful news. And having, as I said, having been through a few of these, even one that's a 5.9, which sounds mild in comparison to some of the earthquakes that we've had, it's not. A 5.9, a 6, those are tough earthquakes. And I believe the Sylmar quake when I was in college, the Sylmar quake was a 6. And we lost, I think, 25, 30 people. A VA hospital collapsed back then in 71. Coming back with our News and Information Hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.